Hey guys, Helmut Meyer from Biblical Hebrew Perspectives on YouTube. Today we are going to go a little bit further, a little bit deeper on this whole quest of the words of Jesus right at the end, those last 24 hours on the cross. A couple of weeks back we looked at Psalm 22, how Jesus said these words, my God, why have you forsaken me? And we've made mention of the rabbinical method of somebody quoting a line from scripture or a line from a psalm, for example, and then making reference to the entire psalm. Now, one important thing before we go on. The Bible wasn't written as a series of lines or a series of verses. Unfortunately, this is the way we treat it very often. And I think we miss out on the beauty of context and the beauty of a body of work. And very often we get stuck in one-liners, plugged out of context. Kind of do magic tricks with it. And as we know, if I would do the same with the email that I write to somebody, it would never work. And therefore the encouragement at this point is we should learn to read the text as a body of work. Read chapters, read books together rather than plucking out verses and making up theology. Today we're going to look at Psalm 31 and one or two interesting things that we find there. But let me quickly paraphrase something that happens in Psalm 31. This is the famous line that Jesus ends the mission that had been given to him with. And it says, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." Did you know that that was literally a quotation from a psalm? I never knew that. It was always interesting when people made reference to those last few words of Jesus' life. How they go into, it's all done, you know, the law had been abolished, everything had been fulfilled. And all of those things have their rightful place to be discussed. But again, as in Psalm 22, Jesus makes reference to the entire Psalm 31. And at this point, I want to introduce us to four things that rabbinical Judaism had in place at the time when Jesus lived. And this is a method called by the acronym PARDES, P-R-D-S, and we put in vowels to make it readable, PARDES. And it makes reference to four methods of interpretation. The first one, the P, stands for Peshat, and it is the literal interpretation. And this is, for example, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," Matthew 5 verse 3, "for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Simple, plain, straightforward, it means those who recognize their spiritual poverty and depend on God, they will be blessed with the kingdom of heaven. The second one of the acronym PARDES is the letter R, and it stands for Remes, which in Hebrew is a hint or an allegory. And then there's Derash, the interpretive one, the third one, and the last one is Sod or mystical. And these four letters of interpretation were in place for every passage in the Hebrew Bible. And very often I think we rock up at the text and we decide for ourselves, oh, this part is literal and this must be an allegory. Revelation must be an allegory. And then others, you know, we read the story of Jonah and we go, yeah, this is an interpretive story. And as you know, as Greeks, most of it we just make mystical. But in Psalm 31 verse 5, where Jesus ends his mission with the words, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit," he quotes a psalm that you have to understand. He's doing the remes, the hint or allegory part of interpretation. And everybody around him knew that he was quoting the entire Psalm 31. Now we can divide Psalm 31 roughly into four sections. The first 8 verses, which is about protection. Then verses 9 to 13, which is about suffering. Verses 14 to 18, which is about trust and entrustment. And then the last one, which is praise, which is fixating, lifting God up again. Protection, suffering, trust and praise. And if you only take those four words and think of the life of Jesus, think of the life that believers are called to live. We're called into the protection phase, which is almost the childlike phase. Then there's the phase where you learn that life is tough. There's suffering. There's suffering for all of us. Then there is the rediscovery that God is a safe haven. And then there is the praise. Then there is the I fixate my life on him. So I'm pausing with this thought. Right at the end of Jesus' mission, he quotes a line from a psalm that literally summarizes his own mission, his own life, but also lays out a template for us. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. I commit my breath. I commit my life. Selah. Be blessed.